All right, welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely.
Awesome. So today we're taking on something that I think we can all relate to, those pesky limiting beliefs. We've got some great material on personal growth to help us figure out how to, break free from those things that hold us back.
Yeah, definitely going deeper than just saying what they are, how they impact us, you know.
Exactly. Like I can already hear that little voice, you're not enough. Ooh, and that like not smart enough one. That one's got me before. But hey, we're gonna silence those voices today. Ready to unleash your true potential.
I am.
I am too. All right, so first things first, what are limiting beliefs?
They're like those sneaky negative thoughts that we kind of start to accept as like total truths about ourselves.
Oh yeah, like I'm not creative or I could never afford that. We've all got them, right?
Right, and they often come from, things that happen to us, maybe societal pressures or even past failures. They just
Yeah.
become such ingrained patterns, you know?
Like they're running in the background, messing with our confidence without us even knowing.
Yeah, a great way to put it. And the more we listen, the stronger they get. It's a tough cycle to break.
And the source material we're looking at today, it gets real about the impact. Like every time we hold back from something because we're scared, we're basically chipping away at our self-esteem, you know?
Yeah, every time we let that fear win, that little voice gets a bit louder, makes it even harder to break free.
Ugh, no kidding. So how do we break free? This source has five steps. I'm intrigued.
Awareness is the first one. Got to figure out what those beliefs are.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Actually, writing down those negative thoughts when they pop up,
Yeah.
the source actually suggests that.
Like shining a light on them, they lose their power, right?
Exactly. First step to taking back control.
Love it. What's next?
Step two is where it gets interesting. This is where we challenge those beliefs.
Wait, so we're not just like believing them anymore.
No, we're putting them on trial. Got to ask, what evidence is there? Is this real or just like a fear? Often it's just a messed up way of seeing things, not reality.
This reminds me of I used to think I was terrible at public speaking, heart racing, sweaty palms, the whole deal. But when I really thought about it came from one bad time back in high school, not my actual abilities, you know.
Exactly. Shows how they can stick from just one thing.
Yeah.
By challenging it, looking at the evidence, you broke free.
It took time, but so worth it. Okay, step three.
Replacing the bad with the good, empowering affirmations. Instead of, I'll never be fit enough, it's, I am capable of reaching my goals.
So we're like rewiring our brains for positivity.
And there's science behind this.
Yeah.
Neuroplasticity,
Okay.
repetition strengthens those pathways in our brains.
Yeah.
Saying these things over and over,
Yeah.
literally changing the structure of our brain.
Wow, that's like mind-blowing.
Taking control, shaping our own reality. And that brings us to step four. This is where things really happen. Action.
Okay, get practical. What does that look like?
Taking steps, even tiny ones, that match those new beliefs. Not a huge change overnight, just small wins to build momentum.
So not I'm gonna run a marathon, but maybe I'm gonna run a mile, right?
Yes, and celebrate that. Each step builds self-efficacy, like I can actually do this.
Makes sense. Small steps, keep going, celebrate the wins. Okay, final step.
Environment. Surround yourself with good stuff.
Yeah.
Limit the bad. Think about who you're with most. Do they lift you up? Or do they, bring back those limiting beliefs? Makes you think, right?
Yeah.
About who you're spending your time with. Do they lift you up or bring you down? I mean, it can really make a difference.
It's like, whoa, we have a responsibility here, right? The source even mentions like limiting time with negative people or like places that make you feel worse. It's wild.
So it's like personal growth isn't just inside us, you know? It's how we affect everyone around us.
That's where it gets really interesting, right? Like the source talks about being with positive people, but then it's like, wait, could our beliefs be holding someone LSB back?
It's a good question, right? Like, imagine you're always doubting yourself, being negative. What kind of vibe does that give off to others?
Yeah, like a ripple effect, right? If we're putting out that negativity, it doesn't exactly help other people thrive.
Totally. But flip it. If we're working on those beliefs, being positive, that can be contagious. It can create a space where other people feel like, hey, I can challenge myself too.
So it's not just about us, it's about making things better for everyone. That's pretty powerful.
It is. It's about seeing how we're all connected, you know? Our beliefs, they affect everyone.
One thing the source makes clear, breaking free from these beliefs, it takes work. It's not just going to happen.
Right. You got to be aware, you got to want to change, and you got to actually do something about it.
Like, we're not just stuck with what we've got,
Yeah.
you know? We can choose.
We have more power than we think. This source really hits that home.
It's like we've been given a toolbox. you know? But it's up to us to use those tools.
I love that, a toolbox. And like any journey, there's going to be bumps, right? But we keep going.
The source talks about celebrating even the tiniest wins. I like that.
Yeah, those little wins keep you going, right? They built that momentum like, hey, change is possible.
They make you feel like you can do it. Like self-efficacy, is that what it's called?
That's it. It's the core of breaking free, believing in yourself even when that doubt creeps in.
It's about taking your power back, becoming who you really are.
Totally.
This has been so insightful, really digging into these limiting beliefs, where they come from, how they affect us and others, and most importantly, how W to break free.
A journey of empowerment, I'd say.
Totally. So what hit home for you today? What belief are you ready to tackle? Let us know.
And remember, you can change your story.
That's all for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, keep pushing. You know, as we're wrapping up this deep dive, one thing from the source keeps coming back to me.
Oh, what's that?
It's about taking action, like even small actions. The source is big on not needing these huge EE changes right away.
Yeah, totally. It's those baby steps, right? Might seem small, but they can really start something big.
It's like anyone can do this. You don't have to have it all figured out before you start. Just, you know, take that first step, however small.
Love that. It's like Kaizen, that Japanese idea, you know? Continuous improvement, little by little, but eventually it's huge. Like a tiny seed turning into a giant tree.
The source had a great analogy about momentum. Each little thing you do, each little win, it just keeps you moving forward.
Like a snowball rolling down a hill, right?
Yeah.
Start small, but as it goes, gets bigger and bigger.
That's a great visual. It's not about being perfect. It's about progress and celebrating those wins along the way.
And each step, no matter how small, it shows you're serious about this.
Yeah.
It's like proof that you can change.
It's a journey, right? Not just a finish line. You're always growing, always changing.
And it's messy. It's not going to be perfect. There'll be bumps, but that's part of it. Like a winding path through a forest. Might be some obstacles, but hey, the scenery's great.
I like that. The source talks about seeing those challenges not as failures, but like chances to learn, to get stronger.
Yeah, got to shift that thinking. Instead of being scared to fail, it's like, okay, what can I learn from this? Makes you so much more powerful.
So as we finish up here, I think the big takeaway is this. You choose what you believe. You can fight those thoughts that hold you back, and you can do something about it.
Remember, even a 1,000-mile journey starts with one step. What step will you take today?
Love that. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into breaking free from limiting beliefs. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep believing in yourselves.